感谢主，我们今天晚上哈要来学习诗篇啊的一段经文。
And thank the Lord that tonight we will study a passage in Psalms.
啊，我们的请来打开诗篇啊125篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 125.
诗篇125篇第一节。
Psalms 125, verse 1.
依靠耶和华的人好像锡安山，永不动摇。
Psalms 125, verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever.
第二节，众山怎样环绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样环绕他的百姓。从今时直到永远。
As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time and forevermore.
第三，恶人的杖不常落在义人的份上，免得义人伸手作恶。
Verse 3, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands towards iniquity.
第四，耶和华，求你善待那些为善。
Verse 4, do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts.
第五，至于那偏行弯曲道路的人，耶和华必使他和作恶的人一同出去受刑，愿平安归于以色列。
As for such as turn aside to their wicked, crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be unto Israel.
啊，这个120篇也是上行之诗。
And here is Psalm 125 is another song of ascent.
因为他们啊要到圣殿啊要爬阶梯，所以他们一边爬阶梯一边唱的诗歌。
Because in order to reach the temples, they must climb stairs, and as they climb, they sing these hymns.
啊，我们说这从120篇到134啊，这些都是上行的诗歌。
And so from Psalms 120 to 135, we call them the song of ascent.
这上行诗歌啊，都跟圣殿的敬拜有关系。
And the songs of ascent all have to do with worshiping in the temple.
因此，我们在读这些诗歌呢，会对我们有非常好的造就。
And so, as we are reading these psalms, we can be greatly edified.
让我们更可以明白啊，要如何用最敬虔的心来敬拜神。
And we can understand more about what kind of heart we need to in order to worship God.
那这一百二十五篇呢、啊，一开始就说到要依靠啊神的人呢、啊，好像是锡安山永不动摇。
And from the first one of Psalm 125, it says that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved and abides forever.
我们说一座山呢、啊，啊，它在那个地方啊，啊，是很长很长的时间。
And we say that a mountain is there for a very long time.
啊。要经过、啊、甚至有大地震才有可能会让它稍微摇动一下，但是它是不会倒塌的。
And only through an earthquake will it move a little bit, but it will not collapse.
我们说、啊、依靠神的人也会像锡安山一样，是这么的稳定、啊、不会倒塌。
And so we also say that those who rely on the Lord, as like Mount Zion, they will not fall. They will be very stable.、
啊、这个经文就是。啊、告诉我们依靠神的人有福气。
And so, here it says that those who rely on the Lord will be blessed.
我们知道呢，我们人在世上、啊、我们都要找一个依靠。
And we know that as people on earth, we require someone we can rely on.
也许我们、啊、从小就会依靠父母亲。
Perhaps when we are young, we will rely on our parents.
长大以后、啊、就要依靠朋友。
And as we grow up, we rely on our friends.
然后结婚以后、啊、依靠我们的另外一半。
And after we get married, we rely on our spouse.
然后这些都是我们要寻找依靠的、啊、来使我们得到帮助的。
And so all of these things are things we look for to rely on in order to obtain help.
所以我们人是一个、啊、社会、啊、群居的、啊、人，不可能单独一个人可以活得下去。
So we are all social creatures. We are unable to live on our own.
因此我们都需要、啊、依靠别人。
So we all must rely on others.
但是我们的日常生活慢慢的、慢慢的也体会到另外一个问题，就是依靠人，可是人却不一定是可靠的。
But as we continue through our lives, we run into this problem where we rely on people, but people cannot always be relied upon.
我们依靠父母，可是父母也会生病，他也不一定能够永远的照顾我们，让我们依靠啊。
We rely on our parents, but our parents may one day be sick, and we cannot rely on them forever.
我们依靠朋友，可是朋友跟我们也没有什么利害关系，他也不一定能够让我们安定的去依靠他。
And we may rely on our friends, but sometimes we cannot rely on our friends with great stability.
因此呢，我们到底要找到什么依靠才是最好的永远不会失败的呢？
So what kind of reliance can we rely on that will never fail?
我们来看诗篇三十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 33.
诗篇三十三篇十六节。
Psalms 33 verse 16.
三十三篇十六节。
Psalms chapter 33 verse 16.
君王不能因兵多得胜，勇士不能因力大而得救。
No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength.
十七，靠马得救是枉然的，马也不能因为力大而救人。
A horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall deliver any by its great strength.
十八，耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy.
十九，要救他们的命脱离死亡，并使他们在饥荒中存活。
To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine.
二十，我们的心向来等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
Our soul waits for the Lord; He is our help and our shield.
二十一，我们的心必靠他欢喜，因为我们向来依靠他的圣名。
For our heart shall rejoice in Him, but we have trusted in His holy name.
在这里呢，跟我们讲的非常好的。一个道理就是说不要去依靠别人，不要去依靠外在的环境。
And here it teaches us a very important concept. We should not rely on people, we should not rely on our environment.
就像君王他要去打仗他依靠很多的兵丁，很多的马以为这样子可以打胜仗。
For example, a king might rely greatly on his armies and how many horses he has, and he thinks that this will allow him to win a battle.
但是这里又告诉我们说，靠不住的，你纵使很多的兵，很多的马，你有可能还是会失败。
But here it tells us that you can't just rely on this. Even though you have great men and great horses, yet you might still be defeated.
所以真正可靠的呢，而是要找天上的神。
So what we can rely on is relying on our heavenly God.
我们能够来敬畏神来仰望他的慈爱，神就愿意来看顾我们。
If we can rely on him and look towards his light, then he can be someone that we can rely on.
所以我们的心一定要来等候神求他的来帮助我们。
So our hearts must wait for the Lord and ask him for his help.
不管我们遇到什么困难我们都要首先来仰望神。
Regardless of what difficulties we have, we must first hope in the Lord.
我们绝对不要以为说我可以靠人我可以靠我的势力，我可以靠我的财富我可以靠什么什么来得到帮助，这项是不可靠的。
We shouldn't think that we can rely on people or rely on our wealth or anything else.These things cannot be relied upon.
我们只要有这样的经历一次以后，你就会知道这些世上的东西都会变动真的是不可靠。
And only need to experience this once to learn that all these things on earth are unreliable.
就像人人有时候也会遭遇意外，他也就没有办法继续来帮助我们一样。
Just like how man might run into troubles and are unable to help us.
一个车祸可能让这个人本来是可以依靠的，可是他车祸以后，他不能够再让我们依靠了。
A car accident may make someone that we thought we can rely upon, someone we can't.
因此呢，在我个人成长过程，有一次我接到在我读书的时候，我接到一个消息说我爸爸中风了，生病了。
So one time when I was studying, I got the news that my father had a stroke. He was sick.
那时候我立刻就明白了以后不能够再靠父亲了，他已经生病了，不能够再提供给我生活的需要了。
And that's when I learned that I can no longer simply rely on my father. He is now unable to provide for me.
反而我要自己要赚钱来照顾自己了。
In fact, I must now earn money for myself and raise, take care of myself.
甚至我如果还有多余的钱，我还要回去帮忙照顾我的父亲。
In fact, if I have extra money, then I must go back and help my father.
所以那一天的晚上，我突然就从小孩变成大人。
So that night, I changed from a child to an adult.
因为我知道我要不能够再依靠别人了。
Because I've learned I cannot simply rely on others.
我要变成一个大人才能够继续生活下去。
I must become an adult in order to live on.
然后我也会来祷告，求神帮助我，让我解决生活上的困难。
And then I kneel down and pray to God in order to help me overcome my difficulties.
所以我们要让自己长大，然后来依靠神。
So once we have grown up, then we rely on the Lord.
绝对不要想一直要靠别人，要靠什么这是行不通的。
We only think about what else we can rely on, that it is something that we can never do.
我们再看回来诗篇125篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 125. And here it describes how a mountain surrounds Jerusalem, just like how the Lord will surround his people.
这个围绕就是要来保护的意思。
And to surround means to protect.
因为我们知道呢众山都把耶路撒冷围起来，那么它就有安全的保障。
And we know that because mountains surround Jerusalem, therefore it provides a bit of safety.
所以呢，今天我们就好像是耶路撒冷这个地方就是有锡安山。
So today we are like Jerusalem, which has this Mount Zion.
我们就在这个锡安山里面就会得到这样的保护。
And we are living in Mount Zion, and we'll receive this kind of protection.
众山就是神所派来的众天使一样把我们围起来，是保护我们。
Just like the Lord surrounds us, means that the Lord surrounds us with angels to protect us.
我们来看诗篇34篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 34.
诗篇34篇第七节。
Psalms chapter 34, verse 7.
34篇第七节。
Psalms chapter 34, verse 7.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营搭救他们。
The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
所以这里说神会差派他的使者在我们的四周围安营起。
And so here it tells us that the angel of the Lord will surround us and protect us.
所以不管是东西南北任何一个方向如果有敌人来都不怕。
And no matter from what direction, whether it's from the north, south, east, or west, if there are enemies, then we should not be afraid.
因为我们的天使呢不是只有一个，是好多天使都围绕在我们的四周围来保护我们。
Because it's not just one angel, but many who surround us to protect us.
因此呢我们一定会得到平安。
Therefore, we will certainly receive peace.
这是我们在生活体验上真的可以去经历到的一个恩典。
And this is a grace that we can truly experience in our lives.
我就听过啊，有一个传道呢啊，他开着车啊到山上去啊做圣工。
I've heard of a preacher who drove his car up a mountain in order to do his holy work.
结果那次呢，山上啊有了土石流啊，有了坍荒啊，整个石头从山上一直的滚下来。
And that time there was a rock fall, and there was so many rocks that came fell down the mountain.
可是他的车刚好从那条路经过。
But his car just happened to have just passed this section.
那个石头好大，好多的石头一直的滚下来，就撞到了啊，就砸在他的啊车子的啊车顶上。
And there was a rock that was so big that it fell off, down and landed on the roof of his car.
在这种啊巨大的石头滚下来的力量非常大。
And the force of this great rock boulder was very great.
这石头直接撞到他的车子。
And this boulder fell onto his car.
但是竟然这个传道平安一点受伤都没有，还从车里面走出来。
But this preacher did not suffer any harm and peacefully walked out of his car.
当时候这个新闻呢，还在在报纸上都有报道出来。
And the newspapers all reported this.
那时候新闻记者还去特别报道说，这是真耶稣教会的传道得到平安。
And the newspaper specifically said that this was a preacher from the true Jesus Church that peacefully came out of it.
哇，真的，真耶稣教会的传道啊，得到神的啊，派天使来看顾他，才能够在这么大的啊这个啊山崩的灾祸之下，还得到平安。
And only through the protection of the angels was this true Jesus Church preacher able to come out of this incident peacefully.
我相信呢，我们自己的信仰生活一定会有这样的啊体验，真的在危险当中，竟然神让我们差一点点啊就会危险呢，可是竟然让我们得到平安。
And I believe that every one of us has this experience in our lives where we're just almost in the midst of danger, and yet God has protected us.
真的在开车只差那啊一两秒之间，我们竟然平安了，要不然我们就会发生很大的意外啊。
And we might have only been 2 seconds away from a car accident before that would have really harmed us, and yet we escaped.
因此，这个重山围绕着耶路撒冷，就像神派天使把我们四围围起来啊，安营来搭救我们。
And so these mountains surrounding us is like the angels also surrounding us and enclosing us to protect us from all dangers.
这是我们的信仰一定要有这样的体验，你就会认识这位神的慈爱怜悯。
And this is an experience our faith must have in order for us to understand God's love and mercy.
我们常常去传福音给啊慕道朋友啊，也要做这样的见证啊，才让他们有信心来依靠主。
And we must use these experiences and testify to our truth-seeking friends so that they will have the faith to pursue after God.
再看回来诗篇125篇。
So let's turn back to Psalms 125.
第三节
，verse 3。
恶人的杖不常落在义人的份上，免得义人伸手作恶。
For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity.
这里说恶人的杖，这个杖啊，是代表啊一个有权柄的一种权杖，是有权力的一个意思。
And the scepter represents something that has great power.
因为这个恶人的杖表示他是有权力的，他可以做啊他想做的事情。
And the scepter of wickedness means that this wicked person has great power and they can do what they wish to do.
这个杖就好像君王的杖，他可以发挥啊，可以发号施令，可以去叫别人做他要做的事情一样。
And the scepter is like that of a general, where he can tell people what he wants done.
因此，这个恶人的杖啊，代表这个恶人他有社会地位，他有相当的权柄。
And so this scepter of wicked means that the wicked has status, he has power in society.
这个社会确实也会有这种啊恶人啊作恶的人，可是他却啊地位很高啊。 很高啊，常常有很多的权力。
And so these societies would have these kind of persons who are wicked, who has this kind of status and this kind of ability.
也许我们会觉得，哎呀，好危险啊，这么恶的人，他竟然有这样的权力，那会不会加害别人呢？
And so we often worry, oh, this wicked person has such great power, will he use it to harm others?
神啊，你为什么让这个坏人有这么大的权力，很危险呢？
Lord, why do you let such a wicked person have such power? It is very dangerous.
而这个时候呢，诗篇啊的作者说，万一如果这个恶人的权力竟然能够去掌控啊，去管啊啊，去控制义人的产业，那这样的危险很大。
And the psalmist is saying that it's a person who is wicked is able to invade the land of the righteous, then the danger would be very great.
因为呢，这个恶人他但义人当然是很不满。
Because this wicked will not be satisfied with that of the righteous.
他看到义人呢、啊，啊，能够这么的啊行善啊，得到别人的称赞。这个恶人呢、啊，当然就很不高兴。
Because this wicked, when the wicked sees the righteous receive such blessings, then he will not be happy.
就好像小偷看到警察很不高兴一样。
Just like when a thief sees the police, he will also not be happy.
而这个时候，如果恶人他有这个权利，但是他又能够来啊、掌控啊、义人的产业。那这个艺人会受到很大的亏损。
So if this way, wicked person was able to harm the righteous and receive the righteous' possessions, then it will be great harm to those who are righteous.
但是这个诗篇、啊、作者却告诉我们、啊、一个更美好的信息。
But the psalmist told us another great news.
虽然恶人他的权力有时候真的会加害、啊、在艺人的产业上，但是这不是常常有的。
Even though the wicked will try to take the righteous possessions, yet this will not always happen.
因为他能够加害给义人的产业是偶尔发生，是神所允许的。
Because for him to take the righteous possessions is only an occasional event, and it is only because God willed it.
神也许就是想让义人这个时候受到了一点熬炼。
God might want the righteous to suffer a little bit of a trial.
然后让义人更能够来专心的依靠神，来度过这个恶人的加害。
So that the righteous will learn to rely more on God and to overcome the harm of the wicked.
所以这里又告诉我们一个很好的信息，说虽然会有这种啊恶人加害义人的啊。产业，但是这种事情不是常常发生。
So here the message is that even though the wicked might sometimes take the possessions of the righteous, yet this is an occasional thing. It won't always happen.
有时候我们看旧约啊，众圣徒他们的生活遭遇，我们就会发现他们都会受到义人的啊迫害。
And when we look through the stories of the Old Testament, we see that the righteous will often suffer at the hands of the wicked.
啊，这些坏人呢、啊，他们会加害啊这些神的百姓。
And the wicked will cause harm and oppress the believers of God.
啊，比如说啊，以撒他挖的水井。
For example, Isaac dug for wells.
可是非利士人却来霸占他的水井。
But the Philistines took over those wells by force.
好了，一个井给他霸占了，让给他们吧。
So they took it by force one well, and so Isaac let them have it.
可是啊，艾萨克又啊挖了第二个水井。
So Isaac then dug a second well.
可是非利士人又来霸占第二个水井。
But the Philistines then took that one as well.
以撒还是忍耐，继续。让给他们吧。
But Isaac was very patient and he still let them have it.
到了第三口水井呢。
And at the third well.
这个时候菲利斯人不好意思的不敢再来霸占这个水井了。
Then the Philistines were too embarrassed to try to take the third well.
我们来看啊，这是创世纪啊的一段经文啊的记载，非常的精彩。
And this is a record in the book of Genesis that was very clear.
因为呢啊，这个以撒他这样的让，到最后他得胜了。
Because Isaac let this kind of thing happen, therefore at the end he was greatly blessed.
我们看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
二十六章
，Genesis chapter 26,
十九节
，verse 19。
以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
And Isaac dug against the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham.
十九节
，verse 19。And Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there.
二十节，基拉尔的牧人与以撒的牧人争竞说：“这水是我们的。”以撒就给那井起名叫埃瑟，因为他们和他相争。
But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him.
二十一，以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，他们又为这井争竞，因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。
Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna.
二十二，以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井。他们不为这井争竞了，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。他说：“现在耶和华啊，给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这地昌盛。”
And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said.For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
所以这里记载腓力斯人他们是有权力的，他们是拿着杖啊来抢占啊以撒的水井。
And here it records how the Philistines wanted those wells, and they took them it by force.
但是以撒就一个井给他们，两个井给他们，他好像受了亏损。
So Isaac gave them the first well and the second well, and it seems like he had suffered loss.
但是我们又看到诗篇说，这样的恶人的杖虽然来侵害了义人的产业，但是这不是常常有的。到第三个水井，他们就不敢再来相争了。
But just like the psalmist wrote that even though the wicked took the things of the righteous, it did not keep happening. And at the third well, Isaac was blessed.
所以到第三口水井的时候。以撒就给他取名叫利和伯。
And so that is why on the third well, Isaac named it Rehoboth.
意思就是宽阔的是意思。
Rehoboth means that, it's
宽阔啊宽啊宽阔之地，人家让这里昌盛。
Is it means that the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
因此呢。这就是以撒，他是神所喜悦的百姓。
And so that is why Isaac is someone who relies on the Lord.
因此他暂时受到了亏损，可是这是短暂的时间而已。
So even though he suffered from loss, and yet this was only a temporary thing.
人最后还是让他第三口水井留下来了，而且会给他更大的祝福。
At the third well, he was able to keep it, and it was an even greater blessing.
我们就从这里可以从以撒的例子可以得到一个非常好的证明。
And so, from Isaac's example, we can have a great lesson.
我们只要是敬畏神的人，也许我们可能会暂时受到恶人的伤害。
As long as we fear the Lord, we might suffer from the wicked for a short while.
但是这些短暂的时间而已。
But this is only a temporary thing.
我们相信神最后一定会看顾我们最后给我们更大的祝福。
We believe that the Lord will be looking after us and in the end give us a greater blessing.
但是在诗篇125篇里面又最后讲一句话说，如果不是这样子来看顾的话，可能连义人也会伸手去作恶啊。
And in Psalms 125, it even mentions that if it was not for this, then the righteous might also do wicked.
我们看回来诗篇125篇。
Let's turn to back to Psalms chapter 125.
这最后一句话说，如果不是这样短暂的时间就得到了神的看顾的话，那么义人恐怕也会伸手作恶，因为他心中会很多的不满抱怨，甚至要报仇。
And it says here that if the righteous does not rely on the Lord, then the righteous will reach out their hands and also commit iniquity.
所以我们说，这就是神的看顾啊，让义人不至于到最后也会伸手作恶。
And so we say that this is a protection of the Lord, that he will protect us so that we will not end up doing wicked ourselves.
我们说，当我们本来是一个义人，
we might be originally a righteous person.
但是我们看到那些恶人不断的加害我们。
But if we see the wicked continually harm us,
我们会不会到有最后忍耐不了了，我们要反击要来抵抗他，来跟他对抗到底。
In the end, will we no longer be able to stand it, and then we will try to go against the wicked ourselves?
结果他如何伤害我们？我们要用同样的方法也伤害到那个恶人。
If they commit wickedness to us, then in the end we will commit wickedness back to them.
结果我们会跟恶人一样，也是行了作恶的事情了。
And then we will be just like the wicked and do iniquity against people.
所以我们这个时候要如何能够在受伤害的时候不要有那种报仇的心以至于行恶。
And so when we are suffering, then we must not have this heart of wanting to cause suffering for others.
我们请看诗篇37篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 37.
诗篇37篇第七。
Psalms 37 verse 7.
37篇第七节。
37 verse 7.
你当默然依靠耶和华，耐性等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶魔成就的心怀不平。
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
第八，当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以至于作恶。
Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret if it only causes harm.
第九，因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
所以这里诗篇这里特别说到了，我们看到那些道路通达作恶的人反而有很多的成就，甚至会来加害我们。
And so we see that from the psalm that if we only look at the wicked possessions, then it will cause harm to us.
我们会心怀不平。
Then we will, our hearts will not be at peace.
我们就会一直想要用各种方法来报仇，来对抗他。
And we'll want to have different methods in order to fight back against him.
当然，我们心中一定很愤怒。
And of course, our hearts may be very troubled.
愤怒的时候，我们就做出一些愤怒伤害别人的事情。
And when there's trouble, then we will, our hearts will want to do things that trouble others.
我们很生气啊，但我怎么继续忍受呢
？We're very angry. So how can we stand it any longer?
那这个是可忍，孰不可忍呐？所以我一定要报仇。
And I cannot stand any longer, so I must hit back.
结果呢，我们也会做出。恶的事情，不好的事情，去伤害别人了。
In the end, we will do things that are not right in order to try to cause harm to others.
如果我们也跟他恶人一样，也是恶人了。
And so we will become just like the wicked.
因此呢，诗篇作者告诉我们说，要离开要止住这样的怒气。
And so the psalmist wrote that we must leave from this kind of thinking.
要离开这种愤怒、生气。这种情绪，免得我们去作恶啊。
And we must leave from fretting about this, from this anger.
我们才能够保护自己，不要去作恶。
And only then will we protect ourselves from doing evil.
这就是诗篇告诉我们的一个很重要、很宝贵的道理，要离弃愤怒。
And so this is a very important lesson that the psalm wrote, that we must forsake wrath.
就像以撒，他虽然前面两个水井都被霸占了，他并不愤怒。
So just like Isaac, even though his two wells were taken, yet he did not was not angry.
他就交给神。
He left it to God.
结果神最后看顾他，最后得到平安，然后最后跟非利士人也成为和好的同盟关系。
And in the end, God blessed him, God protected him, and at the very end, the Philistines had a good relationship with David.
因此今天我们要求主耶稣帮助我们要战胜这种心中的仇恨。
And so we must ask God today to protect us from this kind of hate.
虽然我们也会被别人受到了一些伤害。
Even though we might be harmed by other people.
但是我们相信神一定会看顾我们，这个伤害只是短暂的。
But we believe that this kind of harm is temporary and that the Lord will take care of us.
我们不要一直在这个情绪里面呢在一直在气自己，一直在气对方。
We must not dwell on this anger against the other person.
因为你一直生气，就很容易犯罪啊。
Because if you keep being angry, then you will commit sin.
所以保罗在以弗所书才会告诉我们说，生气却不要犯罪。
And so that is why in Ephesians, Paul emphasized that in our anger, we should not sin.
你生气是人的一个情绪的发作，那个是很难避免，但是一定要克制它，不要导致于犯罪的地步。
And anger is a man's emotion, and it is very hard to conquer this, but we must not use it to take action and cause sin.
这就是这个诗篇勉励我们要继续做义人到底啊，才能得到神最后的祝福。
And so the psalmist wrote that we must be righteous to the very end, and only then will we receive God's protection.
我们再看回来诗篇125篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 125.
第四节。
Verse
4. 耶和华，求你善待那些为善和心里正直的人。
Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts.
在这里呢，又说到了我们一心为善，一心里正直的人我们求主耶稣求神呢善待我们，给我们福气。
And so those who are upright in heart, we should ask God for blessings.
因为我们知道人不是完美的人我们没有办法永远坚持自己所作所为都能够得到最好的祝福。
Because we know that as men, we are not perfectly upright, and so therefore, we do not deserve all the best things.
因此我们求神来怜悯我们来看顾我们，使我们能够继续为善，继续心里正直。
So therefore, we ask God to have mercy on us, and so that we can continue to do good.
所以这个诗篇这个作者呢，写的是非常的实际。
And so the psalm wrote,Here is very succinct.
他不是用一种很高高空的高格调来勉励我们而已那是非常的空洞的，很难做得到。
He did not simply use empty words of and tell us to do things that are very hard to do.
因为人如果一直只是很高的理想一直的勉励再勉励，我们是做不到的。
Because if a person only thinks very highly and only always encourages that way, then it is very hard to do.
那是一个高空的理想的，而不是现实生活里面的体验。
And it's only a high level concept, and it cannot be brought down into a daily living.
所以我们要如何让我们的生活真的是脚踏实地的在地面上生活，才能够去面对我们的征战。
And so we must be realistic and about the things that we face on earth so that we can receive encouragement about how to face our daily lives.
像以前曾经有一个人写过了一段话说，无论如何，我们总是要继续努力。
And someone once wrote that no matter what, we must simply keep trying.
即使我行善没有得到别人的称赞跟肯定，我还是要行善。
And even though we might not receive the things we want from other people, and yet we must continue.
虽然我心里正直，可是还是，但是我无论如何还是要正直。
And even though I will be cheated, yet I must continue to be upright.
所以环境如何的恶劣，我还是要持续啊来带领我，让我能够继续做神所喜悦的事情。
And so even though other people might cause me difficulty, yes, I must, yet I must rely on God so that I can continue to do the things God wants me to do.
所以这个诗篇作者才会讲了这么好的一句话说，主啊，求你善待那些为善和心理正直的人，他们才能够继续为善，继续心理正直啊。
And so that is why the psalmist wrote that God, please help those who are being oppressed by the wicked so that they can continue to be upright.
我们人真的有肉体软弱，如果没有神的善待跟帮助，我们没办法一直坚持啊，在这个正确的啊善良的道路上。
And truly, man is very weak, so unless it is for God's protection and mercy and help, that we cannot continue to walk on this path of uprightness.
尤其这个世界呢，啊，已经越来越堕落。
Especially since this world is more and more chaotic.
因为我们说，遇到末世，人的爱心会渐渐冷淡。
Because we know that at the end of the days, man's hearts would be turned cold.
我们看到现在这个病毒疫情到散播到全世界，已经300万以上啊得了这个病。
As we see that in the world that this pandemic has already affected 3 million people.
啊，已经有20几万的人死亡。
And there's already 2 million people who have died already.
这样的也
啊，
但是人跟人之间呢，能不能？去珍惜这样的人的关系，而要做一个善良的事情，不容易啊。
And so in these conditions for a man, for human to human relationships to continue with righteousness is very difficult.
我们看过有的在 YouTube 里面会有这种video 说，哇，有好一些人在打一些中国人啊，那这个真的是。无辜的受害的中国人啊，不是他的问题啊，这是一个全世界的疫情，为什么要去打这个中国人呢？
And so we look and we see people saying that we should beat the Chinese, and even though it's not the Chinese people's who was at fault, yet why should we beat up the Chinese?
这就是一种人跟人之间的伤害啊。
And so this is the harm between people.
那人的爱心就越来越冷淡。
And so people's love become more and more cold.
要求主继续来带领我们，看顾我们，使我们能够无论如何继续的行善，继续的心理正直。
And so we must ask God to continue to guide us so that we can continue to be upright, so that we will be okay in our hearts.
一直，但最后这第五。
And so this brings to the fifth verse.
至于那偏行弯曲道路的人，耶和华必使他和作恶的人一同出去受刑，愿平安归于以色列。
As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity.
弯曲道路的，他本来也是追求认识神敬畏神的人，可他走了弯曲的道路，就离开神了，不再来敬畏神了。
So for them to turn away means that they were on the road to righteousness, but now they have gone and gone against away from God.
所以我们要求主啊，看顾我们啊，不要离开神。
So we must ask God to protect us so that we do not leave Him.
我们要一直的跟随主。
We must continue to walk with the Lord.
无论如何，无论别人如何来逼迫我们。
No matter if other people are oppressing us.
无论这个环境有多大的困难，有多大的危险。
No matter how the situation is and how difficult or dangerous it is.
我们一心一意一定要跟随主到底为止。
Our hearts must continue to be with the Lord until the very end.
因为我们这里说了，那偏行弯曲道路的人最后会跟作恶的人一同受刑罚。
Because those who turn aside will be with like theworkers of iniquity and be led away.
我们今天要敬拜神一辈子，一直到最后一天，这才是我们的福气。
So today we must follow the Lord all our lives until the very end, and that is our blessing.
我们求主, 啊, 能够继续带领我们的脚步。
So we ask God to continue to direct our footsteps.
虽然这个新冠病毒的疫情在全世界还是很严重, 但, 啊, 在危害人类的生命。
This pandemic is still harming our human relationships.
我们人跟人之间都要保持这个social distance, 哦, 这样的, 啊, 所谓的社交的距离, 这是不得已的。
With this, social distancing is very difficult for people.
但是我们还是要维护自己的安全, 求主耶稣怜悯我们, 来带领我们的脚步。
We must still ask God to have mercy on us and so that He can continue to guide our footsteps.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
395首。
395.